Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Maddie and Tay, welcome. So much going on, killing it in the music world. Young mums look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I guess I'll start by saying, how do you do it?
I don't know, honestly.
Coffee, Jesus, and concealer.
Yes, that is exactly how we do it, right?
I use Botox.
We should probably try that.
I'm too scared to do it.
I'm due. I'm about 3 months over, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but you don't do it?
No, but I'm too scared. Well, and my husband is like, don't do it.
I have an 8-pack on my forehead here.
Yeah, but you look great.
I know, but he said
what?
Botox.
You look great.
Botox, thank you, but that's a lie, but thank you.
No,
you were just going to say it a couple times.
Yeah, you just said it one more time. Yeah.
Can you Maybe when I get older, but I'm allergic to a lot of things, and knowing my luck, I'm going to have an allergic reaction or something, so I'm just going to be crusty and wrinkly, whatever.
Yeah. I'm due too.
That's I'm just going to lean into it.
Stop it. I've had enough. Stop.
No, I will say, Megan wrote down, I'm like, what is the secret to getting hotter after babies?
Shut up. You just gassed me up, and oh my gosh. Oh man. You know what? I'm so grateful. I think it's like confidence, because when you have a baby, you're like, I can do freaking anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's not even like,
I agree.
It's just a confidence. Like after you go through something like that,
yes. I'm like more inspired than ever.
You love your body on a different level,
yes.
Or at least that was our experience, where it's like, my body grew this person,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a miracle worker.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
welcome,
a portal.
Husband.
Yeah. But does it ever get tough for you guys? Because I know I'm a full-time mom, but I don't travel. You guys have like an extra layer. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the hardest part for you guys being working moms, but on the road?
Yeah, probably the travel.
Yeah.
And just like getting everything and packing the bags and remembering things. And
naps. One's sleeping and then the other one's
screaming.
Awake. And it's just, yeah. But I think the most challenging part, and this is all moms, this is not just us in a position that we're in. I think it's like when all your switches are on in your brain, where it's like work and mom and chef and chauffeur and butt wiper
boss.
And like boss and then CEO, and it's like all of your light switches are on in your brain, and at nighttime I'm like, hey, which ones can I turn off? Like, you know, I think that, and I feel like you could probably relate to that. Just like you're never off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She's
and
never
it's a
off.
Blessing. It's a blessing, but it's hard. But we always say you pick your heart.
Yeah.
And all the good stuff in life is all hard. So you might as well pick what you want.
Do you guys have like different parenting styles? Like if I said, who's the stricter mom out of you two? Who would that be?
Probably. I feel like we have different parenting
mine's
styles.
Mine's a toddler. So
it's a year apart, right?
Different. Yeah, she's in like toddler.
Yeah.
And yours is in just sweet little 7-month-old squishy chunky.
Yeah. But I feel
monkey,
like we will probably have different parenting styles, but at the root of everything, it's the same. It's unconditional love and kindness, and that's the message that both of us, you know, and I think like no matter what way you parent, I think as long as you raise good, kind humans.
Agreed. Every kid's different. Every family's different.
So it's like impossible to parent the same because we have different kids, you know, and I think it's like beautiful to have mom friends that do things differently or similarly, because it's like it takes that whole village to raise your kid, you know, because you take, oh, I like this. Oh, I like that. I'm going to do this different. You know, it's just like.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to have. Do you have good mom friends around you?
Oh, yeah. You have to have your tribe.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love it. I learned so much.
Well, and I love that you guys are not only killing it with the mom game, but also killing it with the music too.
Thanks.
And the one thing that I really love, and now I'm like in a spin out anytime you guys post pictures, is move over Taylor Swift, because you guys are the queen of Easter eggs. All the hearts.
Oh my gosh, do you like it?
I gotta find the heart.
Wait, I love that you noticed that.
I know. Wait, do we have, where's our hearts tomorrow? Oh, we have hearts in the Bud Light stage performance, and where's our hearts for the main stage? I can't remember where, but yeah, there's hearts incorporated into every wardrobe. Today, I think we're actually slacking. Do I have a heart?
No hearts.
I got a heart in my chest.
Yeah. I love it, though. Yeah, we love doing fun stuff like that.
Okay, we were talking about the awe moments with kids earlier. Mm. As a mom, you always come up with those random nicknames for your kids. Do you have nicknames for the kids already?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Stinky Booty, Cheesy Booty, all weird names.
My in-laws and my husband are Puerto Rican, so we call him like Chismoso and Monquito. Yes. And it's like all these like Ito names and Chunkamunk, and because he's a big boy. He's chunky.
So chunky. Yeah, I love it.
He's just, I'm nursing, and so he's just like linebacker baby over
it's
here.
So
he's
cute.
He's like already like half of me.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
He and Layton are in the same size diapers, and she's 2.
Yeah.
And he's 7
wow.
Huge. Yeah.
Yes.
He's huge. Yeah.
He's your retirement right there.
I mean, right? And I'm like, let's go NFL, baby. Screw the music biz. Let's
that. I like that a lot.
Smarter.
Yeah. Do you guys have a rule in place when you guys are working of if you get into a disagreement, this is how we settle it? Because, I mean, of course you guys are business partners, but you're also friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to ruin either one.
Oh, yeah. Friendship comes first.
We always just talk about it. Like,
Yeah. I think
it's never like, this is how we settle it. It's more just,
it's never confrontational. It's always like, I want to hear why you think this, and I want you to hear. It's like, I think it's just if you hear each other, it really, I mean, we got marriage practice before we were married with each other, you know, in friendship and business. But it's just like being respectful and wanting to understand the other person's perspective.
And there's no messenger between us. Like, I don't know if that's the case for a lot of other, you know, duos or groups out there, but like everything starts and ends here.
Yes.
Like we have discussions before we talk to anyone else. But if there's a
before
question that comes to us, it's not like we're everything is between us.
It's that like,
you know,
in a household, the perfect marriage.
Right?
No, truly,
But like in a household, everything goes to mom and dad and then to the kids. That's how we run our business, where mom and dad, me and Tay, I don't know who's the mom or the dad, but whatever. But then everyone
just
else.
Giving mommy energy.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm giving Dan.
Giving Dill.
With everything you've got going on,
oh my God.
You have like the smallest amount of time to be by yourself, do your own thing, decompress, I guess.
There's never.
It never happens. If it did happen, what do you guys like to do?
Well, actually, the car ride over here was our time, and because we were by ourselves, and I just put like a meditation on and was like, oh yeah, it was wonderful. Had a little green juice. I was living my best life.
Yes.
They're like, it's a 45-minute drive. I'm like, perfect.
That night.
That night.
My green juice is in this red cup here.
Oh, there you go.
Oh yeah. They don't want green to me.
I can guarantee.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.